And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is the time you're listening to me. Welcome to the Solano Travel Podcast. I'm your host Solano, and as always, before we start today's episode, a word from our sponsors. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is the time that you're listening to me. I'm your host Solano as always. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're taking measures. I hope you're wearing your masks and also wearing a condom when it's needed. Remember, your pullout game is not as good as you think it is. With me today is one of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life. I met her in Biella. I met her in Italy. I saw her and I went, that's a nice person. But then I saw her again and went, maybe not. I don't know. I met her. It was fun. She's from Finland. She's my very, very dear friend, Maria Sarainen. Thank you for coming on the show. I hope you're having fun. What are you drinking with us today? I'm having my pint of vodka with coffee.
Thank you for having me. And I'm drinking gin and tonic today. Tonight, actually.
Yeah, because time. Actually, today, well, yeah. It's afternoon. Normally, I don't record in the afternoon that much, but it's nice. It's a nice weather, I would say. But then again, going back to when we met in Biella, a small little town in the county Northern Italy, yes, in the county of Piemonte. We were both international babysitters, also known as au pairs. If I remember correctly, yes, it is impossible to believe that I was an au pair, but I was.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, shut up. I did well. Those kids are traumatized now and they will behave for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I hope so.
No, I love them. I actually did. I think it was, we did have some harsh times, but honestly, I think it is, it was more that I really ended up loving them a lot. Too much, yeah. And I started liking them like my nephews and my nieces. So when they did something I didn't like, I reacted like if they were literally my blood. And when I react, I go full Mexican. So it was a lot of like, stop it, Jesus. It's not like I wanted to be angry, just I was very concerned for them. And I'm not very good at showing emotion in general, I would say. So they would took it as bad, but it's like, no, I'm just very concerned. I don't want people to bother you or to be mean to you. But it was a lot of fun. Hi to Fra Joe, if they're seeing this. If you're already grown up, you can see this. If not, why the fuck are you watching this? Go, don't do this. Also, Miss Barbara Nicolo, hi, how you doing? I'll send them. Maybe they'll have fun.
Yeah, they were a very nice family. I also remember them.
We had you over for your, it was, I think it was Cecilia's birthday or someone's birthday that you came into our home. Or not a birthday,
Yeah, it was twice, like you cooked for us.
I cooked.
The last weekend we were there with you.
Yeah, and they invited. They told me. I think like, oh, if they're leaving, they can all come to our place, and you'll cook for everyone. I said like, oh, that'll be a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a very great night. I think it was like best of the nights I had there.
They're literally a couple full of love. I really like them. But it was. I guess apart from the kids. I really enjoyed the town though. Where we were, Biella was amazing.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was small and there was kind of a lot to do, I think, too. And it was also easy to be, like, because it's a small city, it was easy to go to the places. And yeah.
Plus, you got to practice your Italian, I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't really speak any Italian when I went there, and it was a bit difficult with the family because they didn't really speak English. But then I started to understand it like very fast, and then I could also talk more, and then I took some lessons.
I remember we went to a lesson, you and me, remember? I think.
Yeah, with the old Italian woman who didn't really speak English. I remember I went there first with my American friend and she couldn't like learn anything, and it was so like worse for her, like very bad. And then like the teacher didn't like really understand her and she had to drop because it was so awful.
Was this Stephanie, I think it was her name?
No,
it was another one. Brittany, there we go. Because we had a Stephanie, I think. But then you told me about this lesson, so I went with you. I remember that the lady told me, like, what are you doing here? You already speak it. I said, yeah. I was like, no, it's just that I have one question about, like, this. And I asked her a very complicated question about the language. She just went like, oh, you need to do this and that. And I remember at the end when we were saying bye, she just told me, like, Stefano, can you come here? Like, you could have just asked me that without having to come to the class. I'm like, oh, did you don't want me here? It's like, no, it's great that you're coming, but maybe I can point you to someone more advanced. And that was the only moment I remember going back to, like, Barbara and Nicole, and they went, how was the lesson? I'm like, yeah, the lady told me I shouldn't be there. And she went, we fucking told you that not to go. You didn't need it. Like, yeah, but I wanted to get better. Then they asked me for you. I said, well, how is Maria? I'm like, oh, I think she liked it. She took a lot of notes.
Yeah, I like to take notes. I'm also doing notes now. But you are very good with languages, so you learn them very fast.
I always said it's a useless talent because everyone speaks English. But, and you would not let me lie though, when I think that when I speak different languages, my personality changes a lot, because Italian Esteban has the confidence of 100 men. I don't know how, but when I speak Italian, I remember when we went, I think, to this bar in one of your last weeks when we were playing Never Have I Ever, and then our waiter changed to a waitress, and she told me, like, the guy was changing shift, and I think he told us, like, oh, he came in, and I thought it was, like, last call. He said, like, no, it's gonna be her. And when she came in, I did what I've never done in my life, which is called a waitress, like, beautiful. And I just remember going, like, ciao, bella. Si può fare? Like, I don't know where this confidence came, because she even did something that I've only seen in the movies, with, like, grabbing both and go, like, yes, I'll bring it, and something. And then I ended up being friends with her. We went out dancing with them. It was great. Well, I have, like, pictures with all of her mates and stuff in Biella. And I could never... Whoa. Speaking in English or speaking in Spanish either. Italian Esteban has the confidence of 100 men.
Well, that's good. That's good for you. You can go there back and be super confident if you can.
Never. I'm scared of me in Italian. But no, it's just, I do say that it's a useless talent apart from that, because everyone speaks English. Not in Biella though. So it was useful,
yeah,
in Biella.
I really enjoyed the breakfasts. Like, we used to have the habit to go for a breakfast before the lesson, the Italian lesson, or just go to for breakfast.
Yeah, that was nice too.
All these pastries, it was great. And then once we went to this, like, a cafe, which had, like, a lot of cakes. Do you remember that?
Yes, I think I have a picture of, like, the counter with all the desserts. I don't know. Yeah, but when you took me there, you told me that existed.
Yeah, I found it.
We went with Cecilia once, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Shout out to Cecilia. Hi, Ceci.
Yeah, hi.
We love you and we miss you. God, she's awesome.
Yeah.
We had fun. But yeah, you took me to that coffee place with the pastries. I told you I didn't like much sugar, but I like coffee, and they gave us espressos that were very good.
Yeah, of course, coffee in Italy is usually very good.
It was nice. It was one of the best things we had. I mean, the whole stay we had was fun. You knew a lot about the town when I arrived. You already had an idea of, like, everything.
Yeah, I had been there for 6 months then, so... Or less, actually, I think. 4. Well, whatever.
I do remember that. And I remember that when I came in, I only asked you, like, do you know any bars? And you told me, like, I know 2. And then in 1 week, I found out all the bars and the horrible places to go. It took me, like, a week. And I took you to Tattoo Bar. I took you to, like...
And I didn't know them. Yeah,
and you didn't know. And to all the horrible places. It was, like, only drunks and immigrants and all the...
Yeah, because when I was with my Italian friends, we went kind of a different places. But I also took you to one, was it Plastic? I don't remember. Maybe it was a bar named Plastic in Milano, but whatever. We went there together with Cecilia and you. And I had some Finnish licorice and you had to try it. And then we made videos about it.
Yes, we did. You told me about the licorice Finnish candy that you wanted to... to do their videos to show it to, I think, your family. And you gave it to Ceci first. Ceci didn't like it.
Yeah, she didn't. She hated it.
She hated it. And I tried it and I went, I remember going like, this tastes like depression. I love it.
Yeah, I was so happy that I could buy it from the grocery store there.
It was very nice. I mean, it doesn't have this the sugar taste that everyone expects.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really need to, if you're gonna try something from a different culture, you cannot have a standard. Just don't be surprised. Don't think it's gonna be sugary or not. Just try it, because if you're expecting it to be sweet, you're gonna get disappointed and you're automatically not gonna like it.
Yeah, and it's also hard to like describe what is it, because like it doesn't exist.
You tried. I remember that you tried to describe it to Ceci for like. a solid 40 minutes, to the point that she turned and told me in Spanish, like, did you understand anything? Can you explain me what it is? I remember going like, no, I'm enjoying this too much, please keep on going.
And I don't remember, was it that night when I slapped you? And that was a lot of fun, but there I was really bad at it.
I don't know if this is what happened. I remember it was something about you never slapping someone, and I said, you can slap me if you want, and then you can have that out of your, and you tried, and the first one was like, oh, well, that's not a slap, do it well. And you said, I didn't want to hurt you. I'm like, you're not gonna hurt me, it's fine. And then you try a second time, I'm like, ah, fine. You tried it, and at least you can cross it now of your weird bucket list where slapping someone is in the list.
Of course, because I'm Finnish, so it has to be there.
You always wanted to slap someone? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the same day with the liquors, though. I think that was on your last night.
No, it wasn't, because we weren't there. I guess it was the same night, because we were at the place where I slapped you, like when we took the video.
It could be.
And then my Italian friends came there, and it was a lot of fun.
That was nice. I remember that. I told you at the beginning to not tell them that I spoke Italian. I'm like, I just want to see what happens. But no, you couldn't wait to tell them.
Well, I'm bad with keeping secrets, so.
It wasn't even a secret. Just you don't. If they don't ask, you don't tell. And the first thing you did is, this is my friend from Mexico. He speaks Italian. Like, Jesus Christ.
Of course. Like, if you say like that, I'm gonna tell them. But yeah,
we had fun. I don't remember we had fun. They were very nice.
Yeah, it was easy living, like sometimes taking care of the children and then in the evenings going to bars and eat a lot of good food and drink. And
I had a lot of fun cooking while I was there. I cooked a lot for the kids, different, because they told me they like Asian food. So I kept on cooking like Chinese stuff for them. I have a lot of pictures of that. I did a lot of like Chinese food for them. And then at some point when I did the ceviche, the Mexican one, Barbara loved it. She kept on telling me. Now the other day, I think she sent me a picture of how she did it herself. And I'm like, I'm very proud of that. That's amazing. And another day I did tlacoyos, when I did with tortillas, remember? Because even Ceci came to make them with me. That was the second time you came to eat, and I tried to make like Mexican sopes, because I had the corn and everything, and she was helping me with the corn.
Oh yeah.
And that was fun, because she tried her best, and so it was fun. She tried them, and we're like, how about this? I'll just make the dough, and then you can make the shapes. And it was nice. Then we had the game with the, remember when we did the game?
Yeah, I have a very good picture of you with that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun too. And then I think we drank some tequila too.
Yeah, I brought a tequila for the family, and they kept on telling me like, oh, if you want to drink some, I'm like, please don't tell me this, because I'm just gonna finish it. So we had some tequilas. We had a picture. Yeah. We have the picture that you have that we took with my with your camera.
Oh yeah.
It's in Barbara and Nicolas place, and it was. I think you have it. I think you still have it.
Yeah.
I know. I have one here. I have one here. We took two. I have one.
Yeah, I have it. I think I have it here.
Because in that one, I still have hair. And we took a picture. And then 1 month later, I shaved it all, because my machine burned because of the connections with Europe and all of that. I had the old one. So the moment I connected my machine, it just went. Pfft. and it exploded, and it was inside the home, and everyone was there.
God.
And because Barbara and Nicola were there, and the kids were there, and when it exploded, it just sounded like. So they all came into the toilet and were like, I don't know what happened. The worst thing is that I was shirtless at the time. It was very difficult to just go like, can you please just give me a moment to put on a shirt? And they told me like, what happened? I'm like, no, I don't know. I connected, it exploded. And I said like, it's fine. I'll just buy another one. I went to the Chinese restaurant down that street when you went to go to the park. And next to the Chinese restaurant, they had like a little pharmacy. And I bought one for like 30 euros to shave my head.
Good call.
It was a good machine. I ended up giving it to a hostel, I remember, because then I bought another one.
Oh wow, good.
I remember that. I remember we also spent 14 the February, the Saint Valentine's. We went out because I was preparing a mango beer for that day.
Why I don't remember?
We went to I think we went just to a bar. Fast, you went back, Sissy went back, and then I ended up going to Tattoo after that. I had fun in Tattoo Bar, they really liked me, it was nice.
Well, I think it was a good bar.
I remember we danced there too. I asked them to put some salsa and we danced.
Was it there? It was also at the square in the old town.
We also danced in the square, yes.
Yeah, it was my last weekend.
But that we danced in public in front of a lot of people that were still drinking in the terraces. The other one was just us in bar.
Okay, I don't remember that. I guess I don't remember that much.
It was fun. Anyway, it was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, it was my last weekend. We went to the square, to the old town, and there was this like festival. Like, they had the.
It was a carnevale. We went there when it was carnival. It was carnival time. And Biela did the same because me and Ceci, we went to Ivrea for the Battle of the Oranges. And we went there for that. And then when we came back to Biela, we spent with you the last days of carnival.
Yeah.
It was not, I don't think it was your last days, but we did the last days in carnival in Biela. And they were doing like all the restaurants were giving, what's this cocktail? I think the Negroni. The Negroni wasn't special because that one wasn't special for.
I think it was after I left because I guess it was like the first days of carnival when we went dancing to the square and then I left.
Because I do remember when we went to the bar, we said that we were gonna do one round each and buying different of whatever cocktail we wanted. And then we did it when we were playing Never Have I Ever in that bar, and that was one. And they gave us Negronis that they were apparently in special for carnival, and they were awful, but they were cheap.
Okay.
Well, I didn't like it. You liked it. I think Ceci liked it.
Yeah, I got used to drinking Negroni. I drank that like always when I was with my Italian friends.
They kept on giving me that one too.
Yeah, that's a special drink.
They just kept on offering. I was like, no, thank you, mate. It's fine. Let's just stick with vodka or tequila if that's okay. No, then I started doing grappa, a lot of grappa.
Oh, yeah.
Because we went to the coffee that was also close to my house, Senza Tempo, because they did music from time to time and they had grappa, special grappa that they make only there. It was very nice. That one, too, I remember that the coffee was great and they had little breakfast stuff too from time to time. Before I went to lessons with you, I went to Senza's from time to time, had like a little bagel, and then I came on until the lady told me to stop coming.
Yeah,
I love how she did it. She did it very, very professional. She was very like, look, I like you, you're nice people, but I can't have you here all the time because the other students are not understanding. Like, that's okay, thank you.
It was good for you and better for us.
Did we end up? I remember there was, we had the Menabrea factory, remember? The beer factory closed?
Yeah.
Did we went with you, I think?
Maybe. At least we drank some beer from there.
I think we went, because I remember going with Ceci to eat pizza there, for example.
Yeah, Yeah, I wasn't there then.
You were in that one, but we went to drink beer there with you. That is what I remember. Because we went there and I had the bottle that Nicole and Barbara gave me, that it was like an old bottle that apparently only like 10 families have that bottle. And you can go to the Benabra factory and they will just refill it for 2 euros.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a special bottle that only certain families have. And since Nicolo is a duke, he's an actual like duke. He has like his card of royalty and everything. Every time he would come back from home, I would just go like, "Your Highness," and he would just laugh. Then Barbara would hate it. It was like, "Stop telling him that." He just got to believe it. Because every time we drank together, Nicola, he would tell me like, "Oh, I told you I'm a duke." He would just show me his card. He's a nice guy to drink with. He's a great guy. And we went, he told me like, "You can grab this bottle and go fill it up as many times as you want." I'm like, "Oh, that's a bad idea, man." And every single time I could, I would just go fill it up, have it at home, and then at the end I would just look at Barman and go like, "Hey, you want to have a little drink with me?" And she'd be like, "Yeah." We used to talk about the kids and go like, "Oh, well, you know, wait until they get 13 and she'll be like, "Yes." Just laugh. It was nice.
At least you had a good relationship with them.
I love them. I mean, the moment I have the chance to go back to Italy, I'm not gonna bother them with staying with them. That's obvious. But I will go to Biella and I will send them a text. Go like, "If you wanna come out for, you know, for a breakfast or something with me, I would love to see how the kids are doing. Say hi. Bring them more presents. Bring them all the stuff I can." Because I went volunteering in an island in Japan, that it's an island called like Fox Island. It has foxes everywhere and it's Francesca's favorite animal. And I took so many pictures, but I took them in like the old, you know, negative ones. So I printed them and I have them and I want to give them to her. Going like, "Here, it's all the foxes you can ever want." And I wanted to buy her a stuffy. There was like one fox stuffy, but I didn't have the money at the time. But at this point, I go like, I think she must be like 16 by now. I don't think I don't know if she would like it. I'm guessing yes, because every girl I've ever given a stuffy to, they always love it. But I don't have one from that specific place. But if I do go back, I want to give her the pictures. She'll enjoy them. Probably. Nice kids.
I think, yeah. I went to Biella like 2 years ago, 1 year ago, when I was traveling in Italy, and I stayed at the place I used to live, and it was very different. Like, the children had grown up, and Matteo, the younger one, who was like a total idiot at the time I was there, he had been like growing up, and we had so much fun with him and also with Julia, and it was great to go back, and like, they are very close to me and I really miss them sometimes.
This is a nice thing of au pairing. Eventually you really like the kids, you end up wanting to see how they grow up, how they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's weird, like, you had also difficult times with them, but then they're like kind of a different family for you.
It is.
And
I mean,
like,
yeah,
the place is where you used to live. And
because, I mean, Barbara told me that the idea that they had is that eventually when the kids want to go traveling, they can just stay with us.
Yeah.
People, I went like, yeah, I mean, I would love to have them in Mexico, or if I'm in Canada, to come for them to come to Canada. I mean, I would love to have them around, show them, and then go like, "You're in my place now, boy."
Yeah.
Revenge time. That would be great. Yeah. I mean, they'll be growing up enough for me to go like, "Okay, now we can go to a restaurant and talk, have a nice night, show you some food. Now I can actually cook different food for you. I don't need to only cook the same stuff. Now I can give you something else. Give you a little bit of advice, you know, like, if you have a traffic ticket, just pay it. Don't let it. It's going to be a pain." Yeah. Just stuff like that. Little things that they're going to learn. You know, pay your taxes on time, kid. Don't play with it. It's going to be a pain in the ass later. Stuff like that. But when I met them, they were young, but they were very smart. So I was teaching them French. That was the whole thing, that I was helping them with their French. And Fra had like a talent for it. But she had this thing that she didn't like it for some reason. Like, she didn't like showing it, but she had a talent for French. She was very good with her French. And Giovanni was great with math. Every time I was checking their math, and there was one time that I remember this, he's a very smart kid. he found that he saw that one of the problems that he had for homework was wrong. Like, it was impossible to solve. Because even I tried to solve it, I went like, this is not, it's not working. And then he just said, I think it's badly printed, doesn't work. And when he took it back to school, I remember even telling him, like, you tell your teacher that's wrong. And if he has a problem, you tell him to come see me. And he was laughing. And when he came back, he told his mom, like, yeah, they said that this one was wrong. But he noticed it. Like, I didn't do anything. Like, at the moment, Barbara thought it was me. I'm like, no, he did it. This brilliant kid. He was very, man, I used to walk him to the skate park. I'll see him skate for a while, then I'll just go back home and then come back to pick him up. It was fun. He was a nice kid, and they were very smart. But again, they were grown up. It's like girl and guy. It's from time to time they would fight.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult part because you don't know what you're allowed to do. Like, if you're supposed to just separate them and just go like no, and then wait for them to stop. That was the only thing that I never knew what to do. So I would just tell like Miss Barbara and go like, hey, can you tell them to stop? Because I don't know what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not. And she would just scare them and they will stop. You're a scary mom, but that's good. You want a scary mom. I have scary moms.
And you can be scary too.
I am not scary. I'm not. I'm a very nice guy.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. Nah, I'm. They softened me up a lot. Those kids were great. I really loved them. They did good things. The whole Biela thing, their family was very accepting. The place was nice. It was very nice to just walk with them from time to time, go pick them up at school, see how they were doing. You know, we had our rough times, but they were amazing kids. Very, very nice kids. The whole town helped out a lot. You could go walk into the river. You could check out Europa. There was a lot of good things to do. Italy, it's a great place. And I've always said Italian people are very much like Latins. So, well, they're the original Latins to begin with.
Yeah. And yeah, also like the food, of course, like for a Finnish person, it's amazing. Like, you could just like eat everything and you will eat everything there. And
I think that's the first thing that Barbara did was fed me. That was the first thing she did.
Well, it was like same with me in the family. Like, we used to go to different restaurants like almost every weekend, also with my friends, just to eat different food.
You had a lot of pasta, I remember that. You enjoyed
it. We also like every weekday we ate pasta for lunch, mostly like every day except weekends.
I used to cook. I only cooked pasta once for them, and actually Barbara gave me a recipe to do pizza, but she gave me a special yeast that is the yeast that they use for beer, and she would do this pizza every Friday, and she taught me how to do it from scratch, so I would help her out to do it. And I still have some of those, because I ended up doing that pizza only in Montenegro once, when I went like, would you like to have for me to cook a pizza for the hostel? And they went, can you do it? And I even went like, ha, can I do it? Of course I can. And I even put it in the menu in the hostel as Miss Barbara's recipe for pizza. It's a great, I've tried to do it many times and it never tastes the same, but she makes the best pizza in Biela. Straight up the best pizza in Biela.
Cool.
I had so much food there. Again, first thing she did to me, she fed me when I came from Milan.
But it's like a part of being in Italy and living in Italy. You just, if you live in an Italian family, then you just eat. Like, there is no other way. But it was funny, like, the mother in the family I was living in, she didn't like cooking. Like, she hated cooking. So she didn't even give me any recipes for some, like, cool gnocchis or whatever. So that's why we ate always pizza and salad. And then ordered McDonald's, like, many times.
There was a McDonald's in Biela?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Yeah, but it wasn't in the center. Like, it was, I don't know, like 5-6 kilometers away from like the center area.
No idea.
And you should like use car to go there.
Okay. No, I think I gave so many recipes to Barbara, and she gave me so many money. When I did the other, I also did the ceviche with octopus, and she loved it. So she even told me like where was the supermarket that I should get the best seafood, and I would take the fish from there and everything, and I would show how I did it from scratch. And then she showed me how to do certain like special sauces for pasta, and I showed her how they taught me in like school, and she was basically telling me like, everything you know, forget it, kid. I'm gonna teach you how to do it Italian style. This is great. We did share a lot of recipes, like at least 5 or 6 different. It was a lot of fun. At some point, I even thought that I was just being there to like study Italian food. So every time I wanted to cook something, or every time we were having food like together, it would almost always end up with me and Mara talking about what did you put in this? I was like, oh, I put a little bit of this and that. She'd be like, oh, but why did you not try this? Like, oh, I didn't think about it. I just see Nicole and the kids turning like, so how's your day? It was fun. I loved it a lot. Every time it was pizza night, it was great to see how she did it, and I always try to take little notes, special stuff that she did.
That's great.
It was amazing. I was very happy. I was extremely happy. But then you left, and I was happy, but not that much.
Whoa.
Well, the food was still there. I missed you, but I still had food.
Yeah. It was very awful to come back to Finland. It was a bit difficult after being in Italy. I kind of thought that I would continue staying in Italy, but then I wanted to go to university, and I had like this spring and springtime. I was just studying for entrance exams, and then I missed Italian culture a lot.
I mean, they're very, again, I've always said, if French people had a good attitude, sense of humor, they would be Italian. That's great. The original Latins, they know what's up. They feed you. They're great people. I loved it. Every time we spent in Biella, I loved it. And then eventually, again, you eventually left. I eventually had to leave. But then I met you again in Canada.
Yeah, I came to visit you.
You came to visit me in Canada. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You spent what? It was like a week?
It was more than a week. It was like a week and a half.
I think, yeah, about like almost
2 weeks. Yeah, because I was in Mexico in US, and then I came there.
You first went to see Ceci.
Yeah.
And then I remember because Ceci called me once when you were both out and you were both drunk.
Of course.
And she called me because you both missed me. And you said, "Are you waiting to call me? How you doing?" And I was on my phone like, "Hey girls, how you doing?" And you're like, "Oh, I'm very good. And I'm going to come visit." Like, I know you are. And he was just like, "I miss you. We should go back." Then when we remember the time when we did our WhatsApp group called Recycle Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said that adopting a kid is recycling a baby. And you couldn't stop laughing, even though you kept on saying that's awful, but then you kept on laughing.
And I'm laughing again.
And you're laughing again. Sorry to all those adopted babies, but you know, hey, truth is truth, kid. But yeah, that was it. And then you told me all that one, like, but we still have the group, it's okay. And then you ended up coming in Canada. And I did the most Mexican thing ever, which is when I picked you up, I went like, so are you jet lagged? No, perfect, because we're going straight to a party for me.
Exactly. Yeah, it was great to meet you, of course, and then go to a party to drink beer.
I remember your reaction was just, "Hey, how you doing?" And then you said like, "We're going to a party."
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we can go home. And you're like, "Okay, can I change?" It's like, "Yeah, of course you can. We'll go home. You need to take a shower or something. Go." I don't remember. You actually ended up just changing maybe just your shirt or something. Then we went to the store and I bought 50 beers.
Oh yeah, I really remember. And then you were carrying them on your
shoulder. Yeah, I had both like this when that came in. It was only immigrants in a house, in an apartment, and I just came in and were like, "Hey guys, are you?" And there were like thousands of boxes of beer too.
But it was a very nice apartment, I remember that too.
We put music, then someone started rolling off spliffs of weed. It was very Mexican.
Oh yeah, but it was nice. It was a lot of fun.
It was great. You danced, I danced, we drank. Then you told me about when I drink beer, I get hangovers. I went, well, when you drink alcohol, no, but beers is special. Like, why? It's less alcohol than normal. And then you said, yes, that's why I have to drink more.
that's why you get hangover.
The most Finnish sentence ever said. Yes, it doesn't have enough alcohol, therefore I should drink more.
Yeah.
I mean, mathematically, you're right. I'm not going to say no to that. That was great. That was your first night in Canada, was hangover next day because of a party. I'm proud of that.
It was a very nice day after that. We went for
walking.
Yeah, and we were trying to get to this like a market, and it was closed. And then Lucrezia made some pasta, and it was a very nice day.
But yeah, we had Lucrezia was here. It was an Italian girl that was staying with me at the time. We went, we tried to go to the Old Town Port Market. And that's when we learned that they closed it and they were changing it somewhere outside the port. Then it's not the Old Town, the Old Port Market, because it's not in a fucking port. And then I said, well, we can just go downtown. We even took a picture on like the art expo that they had, like the circle.
Yeah, the circle, I did. Yeah.
When I explain multiple times that I don't understand art and you try to explain
like
me
and
I told you just stop, I don't get it. It's just, you're just gonna get more annoyed by my stupidity, so just stop. But that was nice. You took pictures, I saw the art again.
Yeah, and then we walked more. I guess it was another day we went to the city center, we walked there. And then we went to this bar that they had like a pool only like for your feet.
And Yeah.
It was very nice. It was also a very nice day.
Yeah, it was on Saturday on my free day, because I told you now I'm going to give you like the nice experience. So we went to the Old Town in Quebec, which is up a cliffside. So I remember we took a bus, we went up, and then from where it left us in the plaza, it's called the Jouville. We walked into the main street. I told you about the fortification, the door, like the first entrance, where
and the church.
The church,
which is a copy of Notre Dame,
So there is this church in Quebec, for one that doesn't know. And if you go up, it's called Notre Dame de Quebec. Well, they call it like a Notre Dame Cathedral because they think it's just as good as the Notre Dame in Paris, which is obviously not, because it's just a fucking church. But it's in the middle of the city center, in front of not the parliament, but the town hall. And they call it Notre Dame de Quebec. And everyone is like, oh, in Notre Dame, I'll see you in Notre Dame. It's not fucking Notre Dame, mate. Notre Dame is in fucking Paris. And you laughed when you saw it, because it was very... I think that when I told you I'll take you to Notre Dame, you were expecting something amazing. And
instead, yeah, of course. And it was like so poorly made. Like, it didn't even look like Notre Dame. So if you go to Quebec, you have to see it.
And get disappointed by it. But then I show you the castle. Then I show you Frontenac.
Yeah, also it's like reminds me of Europe, like of course France, but also like the hills. It's very nice place to walk, and there's like different areas too that you can just like walk a lot and see many things in Quebec. And
it's a river. It's a river, the Saint Laurent. Because from Frontenac, I told you, like, let's go down to the Petit Champlain, which is supposed to be the first street in all of North America. We went down. I showed you all the stores. I told you, like, these are artisanal stores that have been here for centuries. And when we walked down, I told you to turn around, and you could see the whole cliff and the castle. And that one is the river. That's the river Saint Laurent. And then we walked more, and we got to Café du Monde, which is the one with the little pools. I tell you, you put your feet there while you have a table there and you're just drinking. But the thing is that, you know, since it's very humid and hot in Quebec, it's better than nothing. So you're there, and we had a couple drinks there, and it was nice.
Yeah.
And we went back because Lucrezia said that she was gonna do pasta for us on lunch. I think.
No, it was a different day.
And it was a different day.
Yeah.
Because there was time. I think it was the first time when we did the contemporary art or Old Town or the Old Town Port, and we went back for lunch with Lucrezia because she made pasta. And when we did that, then we went that same Saturday. Actually, now when we came back from Café du Monde, that Saturday was when we went to Latin night. When we went to Mexican night. To the bar that is next to my house, the Birre Basta.
sushi on that day with your Mexican friends.
Yeah, no, we did the sushi. We went to the all-you-can-eat sushi in the Sushi Samurai after we came from Café du Monde. Because, you know, you pay $30, you can have all the sushi you want. We went back home. We, you know, chilled or whatever. And then at night, at 10, 11, we left for Latin night. Because it was my free day. And then on Sunday, we were just going to stay at home. Well, not really stay at home, but I was also free. So from Sunday, because on Sunday we did walk, but I think we walked St. Joseph, the street that is here in my corner, that it's a little bit more gentrified now. But that one we did on Sunday. It was nice. Latin night was nice. Latin night was fun. We taught you how to dance.
Okay.
I love how everyone that comes with me doesn't remember 80% of it because they keep on saying that I make them drink. And I want to point out once again, they're adults. I don't force feed them like I'm trying to do like foie gras with alcohol. I just give them the chance like that party. I just bring the 50 beers. And if you want to grab the beer, that's on you. It's not my choice. Yeah, I don't push anyone.
Yeah, you don't. But then if you're a competitive person, you just want to drink like Esteban and then it turns very badly. So
is this your advice?
With Esteban, yeah. Don't compete with Esteban.
And why? Why or why should people not compete with me? Why don't you tell them that?
Well, it depends, but you will get very bad hangover from that. If you are gonna stay alive.
In my defense, actually, I don't know. I don't know why alcohol just doesn't work on my body for some reason. But in my defense, I didn't ask you to compete.
Yeah, but like I said, it wasn't your fault.
It was fun though. We did. It was dancing night after that. It was fun. We saw like all the. Because I really did try to give you the best tour I could of only the old town in Quebec. There's nothing else to see in Quebec apart from that, honestly.
I don't think so. Like, you had the French girl there too, the couch surfer.
Oh yeah, Marion.
And, like one day we walked a lot, like to the different area. I don't remember the name. And then we went to this one museum. And then we walk like to the hill or something, and then we just like walk a lot.
Marion took you to the Beaux-Arts, to the museum of like the art museum.
I took her there.
She tells it different.
No, because I had googled all the places I want to go there, and she was just like with me.
Because I was working that time, I think that's why y'all went.
Yeah,
I was working in the morning, so you went there in a kind of good way, because I don't know art, so that was smart for me.
But we didn't go inside because it was very expensive. Then we went to another museum. I don't remember the names anymore.
There's another one that's also called like Contemporary Art Museum of this, and almost all the museums in Quebec are arts.
It wasn't like really an art museum. It was like more cultural museum.
Could be the cultural gallery. There's another one that is called like the our autochthon something, and it's close to the river too. Could have been one of those. Could have been one of those.
Anyway, I enjoyed Quebec. It was, though I didn't really like the people. Like, the people were so annoying, very rude, and if you didn't speak French, it was awful. So when you said before that it's useless to learn different languages, it's not true. It's always easier if you speak the language they speak in the country.
Okay, yes, but here's my counter argument to that. If you need to learn a language for someone to be nice to you, then what's the fucking point? You should be nice to people all the time. Because if you're coming to Quebec thinking, okay, I'm going to learn French so they are nice to me, that's like saying I'm going to give them money so they're nice to me. It's stupid. Fucking be nice all the time. If they don't, then you don't have to. And people in Quebec sometimes, in Quebec City, I would say, yes, basically all the parts in Quebec that they refuse to speak English, they're very mean with people that don't. Unless you're in a very touristic place. When we were in the city center, a lot of them speak English. But they speak it like reluctantly, but they are still not really mean about it. But any other place we went outside from there, they were pretty fucking mean when it comes to trying to understand you. Which is weird because they leave a lot of tourism. Like there's a lot of the things they get is from tourism, so they should, at least try to be nicer, I guess.
Yeah, or they are just very bored with the tourism. They don't want tourists there.
Again, it's not a sorry, it's not really an argument because they really live out of tourism. They get so many people in summer, and that's most of the businesses in Quebec are restaurants and bars, and you're not gonna live out of only the local people. They know that by now.
True, but I mean, you can say that, and usually that's true. But then there's just these people who want to be rude for everyone. Like whatever, if you are in a place where there's a lot of tourists and you're working there, there is always someone who is not that nice.
It will hurt your business model at the end. So the thing is, just be nice. You don't even have to try to be nice. Literally, don't be a dick. It's very easy to just go, I don't speak it, I'm sorry. Let me get someone that does. There you go. You don't have to be a little cunt about it. Just fucking give me a moment. I'll get someone else. It's not that hard. It takes you 5 seconds.
And yeah, maybe you could be a life coach to these people who don't.
Oh, fuck that. This is more of a culture thing than a life situation, I think. I don't think I could change. Again, I don't like to speak in absolute. Not obviously, not all of us are mean. I mean, not all of them are mean, but a good chunk of them are. Enough for, as you can see, most of the tourists that have been here have told me they refuse to speak English to me. I go, maybe they don't speak it. They're like, yeah, I don't care. It's just they're very mean. Again, I don't know. I don't think I can change that, but I can be nice. So if I'm nice, that's enough. Baby steps. But look at it this way. Then we went to Montreal, and in Montreal, people were nicer.
Yeah, it's also like a big city and a capital, kind
No. of. Like, no, the capital is Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
The capital of Quebec is Quebec.
But it's that is not the word what I was looking for.
It's more bilingual, and it's the biggest city in Quebec province. Maybe that's what. It is the biggest city in Quebec province.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and people are bilingual. They treat you a little bit nicer.
Yeah, that's true.
We did have one bad experience though. I don't know if you remember that when we went to I showed you the town a little bit in the morning, in the afternoon, and then at night we met with my cousin and we were walking down the street Saint Laurent.
Oh yeah, I remember it very well.
What do you remember? I want to know how you saw it from your perspective.
I remember that I think you were taking cash and then some other person came there. And then your friend was trying to film it and he got very mad about it. And then there was like a lot of tension going on. And for me, it seemed very violent. And I was very scared.
But yeah.
I'm finished and I'm not used to that kind of situations.
Personal contact? Yeah, no.
Well, not like that aggressive atmosphere, I would say.
It was me. What happened was that I was taking, like Maria said, I was taking cash from the ATM. And what looked like a homeless / drug addict came in and started, basically racially and xenophobically yelling slurs at my cousin, at Chico. And Chico was trying to like calm down and just laugh because he was like, oh, this guy is just drugged. He's just going to walk and that's going to be it. But instead of that, he just kept insulting him. And when I came out of the ATM, I thought he was maybe his pal or something he was talking with. But it ended up that no, it was not his mate. It was just a guy that was being mean. So he looked at me and asked me like, should we just leave him alone? I was like, yeah, just fucking, let's just keep on walking and that's going to be it. And I told you like, just come this side. We kept on walking and the guy kept on following. We walked a little bit. The guy followed us And then like Chico told me, like, I want to really punch him. And I turned him, like, well, you know that I got you. Like, I have Maria here. I can tell her to wait a little bit, but I don't know if she's going to enjoy that. I turn and go like, hey, can you give me a second? I'm about to just beat the crap out of a racist. And then we turn. I even took out my ring and we're like, okay, if you're going to fight him, I might as well be just next to you just in case. Because if he's drugged, you're not going to be able to, like, do him now. But he kept on telling us shit like, you know, speak French properly, go back to your country. And then he called us like slurs that are not even Mexican related or anything. He just called us chinks at some point. I'm like, we're not Asian, mate. Like, what? He just called us every slur he could until I guess he found where we were from. And when we turned, like, he was wearing it. And then it was like a group of, like, black. There was a black girl, a black guy, and another guy that came in because they thought we were bothering him. And they came in and they were trying to fight us. And I came, and that's when I got angry and I told them, like, look, just, you know, stay on your fucking lane. We're not talking to you guys. This fucking guy is calling us out racist shit. And then the black girl went like, oh, really? And then she came in and slapped him. And I went like, what are you fucking doing? Don't fight him unless you... And I remember telling her, like, don't do that shit unless you're willing to get punched. And she told me, like, oh, you're defending him now. I'm like, no, but because you're doing violence to him. We were trying not to be violent with him. And I was trying to, like, calm down my cousin from beating her up because I have a friend with me and I don't want no violence. So what you're doing is you're trying to slap him defending me, but I'm not asking you to fucking do that. I'm not asking you to do any violent stuff. So calm the fuck down. And then she just looked at me and I went to the black and I'm like, look, we're not fighting this guy. We're going into this bar because we're going to meet my cousin's friend there. And that's going to be that. And I don't want no problems with him. I turned to the homeless guy and we're like, I don't want fucking problems with you. Leave me alone and leave us alone. And then I turned and I looked at Chico and I remember going like, let's fucking leave. And Chico wanted to talk to them. I'm like, no, let's fucking leave. I looked at you and I'm like, let's go into the bar. And we just went into the bar. And that's when you felt really... You see, I had to explain a little bit because you told me something that I remembered very well, which was like, I've never seen like racism in its actually being like happening to this point. I told her a very violent situation.
That was.
So I remember telling her, like, yeah, well, welcome to our world. This has happened to me way too many times, yeah. And you feel bad for me.
Of course, there shouldn't be racism in the world.
Well, yeah, that was a bad experience. I remember being very angry after that because we started doing shots, and I told you I'm very sorry. I was apologizing, like, I didn't want your last day to be taken by like fucking racism and bad shit. And you told me to calm down. I'm like, I'm trying. It's just that I'm really mad. I really wanted you to have fun. And after that, we just went back to my cousin's apartment, and then we decided to play some music and sing and dance and try to relax. And we did. And it was a better end to work.
It was a fun night after all, and also the day. You had to go to buy something, and I went to a museum, and I took a ferry. And then we went to smoke some shisha, and then we also had some tacos one night.
Oh yeah, we went to the... Well, that, I think that was before the that night.
Yeah, I
that was the night before because you went to the...
It was the same night. The tacos was a different night, I think.
Because when you went to the ferry, I think it was the first day we were in Montreal. Because when the racist thing happened with the guy. And we went to my cousin's apartment. Then you left next morning. You had to take the bus to go to the airport, I think.
No.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I did remember we went to the shisha place. That was, yes, that was, it's a very nice place in Saint-Denis. And then we went for tacos at the... Because we went with Chico. We went to the Capital. It's a place in Chinatown. That I even remember telling you, like, this is a place to have tacos in the middle of Chinatown. I know, it's weird, but it is what it is.
The tacos was first night. We had two tacos.
We had two tacos. We had that one, and then we had Mr. Azteca, I think. Yeah. We went to another place where I ate a lot. And I told, like, we always come here because the lady knows me. And I just ate so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. That was the second night. Yeah, that was true. But anyway, it would... You went to the museum, you took the ferry. I went to, because I had to go buy some tea and some stuff that they asked me for a friend. I bought everything. I came back, put it on my backpack. It was, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, you almost saw a fist fight. That would have been a fun experience to remember.
Not really, no.
I mean, again, at some point, Chico really wanted to kill him, and I just kept on going like, look, I wouldn't, if it was just you and me, I would be okay with it. But I have someone, I don't want her to remember me by beating the crap out of a guy. Maybe let's try to be nice and ignore him. If we go inside the bar, maybe he's just going to leave us alone. And he was going on social justice and like, no, if we forgive him now, he's just going to keep on going like, mate, let's just fucking, no. It was a mean guy, yeah. But again, it ended up nicely at the end.
Yep.
It could have been worse, but it ended up good. We had good drinks.
A lot of shots,
yes. I remember telling the bartender the story and he gave us a free shot.
That's a good thing.
It was a little bit of a bad thing because I remember calling, hey, do you have a special shot? Because, you know, she's feeling a little bad because we were called something and something. And we're like, oh, that's kind of shitty, mate. Let me give you a shot. He just gave us free whiskey.
Alcohol helps for everything.
I mean, in my defense, free is free, baby. And it was fun. It was an improv bar. There's people that they were just joining and singing and playing whatever music they had on hand. It was fun.
Yeah.
Never been there. It was Chico's idea. Never been there. That's a great place.
Yeah.
It's a total great place. That was all your tour here in Canada. You enjoyed also the summer because it was nice.
Yeah, I also went. Then when you left, I walked more. I went to very cool areas in Montreal, like these hipster areas to a couple of vintage stores. And then I walked to the mountains, the hill, on the top of the hill.
Mont Blanc, yeah.
Yeah, and I had picnic on a park alone and it was great. And then again, I went to a museum.
Thank you for adding alone. I could have left before if you wanted me to.
No, I was just saying that it's great to be alone sometimes.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I guess also that you wouldn't enjoy going to a museum that much and doing the things I like.
Actually, I mean, as much as I don't get art, I enjoy museums because there's always something to learn.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
I mean, I do. I will accept that if someone asks me to describe a painting, I would not know anything. If someone told me, what do you think about it, I'll probably answer, yeah, it's nice, I couldn't do that because I don't understand the thing. No, it's not my fault, okay? So I can't access it. I've tried it multiple times. They have shown me, like, okay, so it's first time I saw the Mona Lisa, I remember going like, that's nice.
Mona Lisa is boring. It's also very small. Like, you should expect more, and then you're very disappointed when you see it behind a glass. Like, this is the most important picture, whatever, painting in the world. No, it's not.
Again, when I saw it, I remember going like, yeah, that's nice, mate. I couldn't do it myself. And it was because everyone was trying to tell me that it represented this and represented that. I'm like, it's just a lady. My brain is very dumb. They showed me the one for Turner, like the Turner painting. It's supposed to be it's an old boat being carried by a steamboat going into destruction, and it's supposed to show the beginning of industrialism in Britain and the transformation of the dead boat. It's just two boats. It's two boats on water. I can't connect with it. I see it, there's two boats, that's amazing, and people tell me like, no, it's the Turner boats, and even it's so amazing that there's even a prize, an art prize called the Turner Award, that to the I don't get it. I really try, and I respect the people that do art, I really do. It's an amazing thing you do. I understand there's a lot of work that comes into it. You can't just fucking do it, you have to really keep on trying. There's a lot of, you put your heart and soul into it. And it's amazing. And I'm sorry I'm not smart enough to get it. But I would try to learn from it. I just can't teach it to anyone else. That's the thing. I cannot teach art. I cannot express what art is. I could just take you to the museum and hope that you will have a good time. Not my fault. Well, it is my fault being a moron, I guess.
Well, you're not a moron, and it's okay.
A little bit. When it comes to art, yes. I'm not very art savvy. But then again, I don't dwell on art, so it's okay.
It's okay. You make good food. And you are a great host. Like, I really enjoyed being with you. And I actually admired your lifestyle then. Like, you had always, like, couch surfers to come there. And, like, Lucrezia staying at your place. And all your, like, Mexican friends. And you were helping them to, like, Mexican people to get a job from Quebec. And it was great. And, like, you really took care of me. And you cooked dinners. And, like, you didn't even need any money from them and stuff. It was great.
It was also super
nice to meet this French girl and, like, Lucrezia and talk about things. And also your other Mexican friends. And they were very nice too.
Thank you. I do try. I did tell you when you were coming here, when we were talking, I said, what would you like to do? And you said you wanted a holiday just to enjoy yourself. And I went, I'll make that happen. So I did the best I could so you wouldn't worry about anything else. So you could have all the money. You would leave. I would come back. I would make lunch. Would eat. And then it was just drinking and having fun from dinner. I do try my best when people tell me what they want to do.
And other, like, you do good.
I try. It's part of, I guess, just not only the Mexican culture, but I do enjoy having a lot of people around, helping out. You know, it just gives me a little happiness, I guess.
And that's important. I wish Finnish people would do that more too, because it really gives you happiness to help other people and be for them.
Yeah, from time to time, I guess. But in Finland, your closest neighbor lives like 2 kilometers away from you. So I guess it's easier to be nice to someone you don't see all the time.
Yeah, but not in the capital area.
Well, I mean, no, if you're in Helsinki, I'm guessing no. What would be the best cities to visit in Finland? Because I've only visited Helsinki and why did I just say that? I went to Lapland and I went to, what's this fucking place? I can't pronounce it. Starts with an S. Seinäjoki, there we go. Yeah, it starts with an S. Seinäjoki. I went to Seinäjoki, I went to Helsinki, and I went to Lapland. And in Lapland, you horrible, horrible people took me to the sauna and didn't fucking tell me any of the etiquette. Looked like a fucking moron. What did I fucking... This happened to me again in Sweden, which is the worst part. I should have fucking learned from this. Okay, so... You fucking dicks.
Blame all of us.
I blame all of you. This was my friend. This was fucking Jarno. If you're watching this, I hope you are. But he told me, like, we're gonna go to Lapland. It's in the Arctic Circle. It's amazing. It's cold and it's great. And I said, yeah, because I've always wanted to die by polar bear, I guess. And he said,
have polar bear.
He said the exact same sentence, and I went, that's what the polar bears want you to think. And then he just said, they only have it in Norway. And like, they don't have it in fucking Norway, they have it in Svalbard. And he said, that's part of Norway. And I said, shut up, because he was right. Anywho, we went to this place, and it was like a lot, there was like an ice rink, and there was places to do snowboard and shit. And then he told me, like, you know, about, he said, like, you know how in Finland there's a sauna, like there's 3 saunas per person and stuff like that, or something. Like, he gave me like an amazing stat of how much Finnish people love saunas. And I said, yes, I do. I know you do. And he said, have you ever been in one? I'm like, we have something close to it in Mexico called Temazcal, but it's more of like a spiritual kind of thing. And it is hot and it's nice, but apart from that one, I've never been in anyone else. He was like, okay, well, I've been in a lot of people. But that's not the point. Anywho, we went into the sauna and he told me, like, you know, when you come in, you're going to come in, it's going to be hot and warm. We're going to be throwing water in like some stones or some shit. And then after that, if you cool off, you cool off. He just said it like that. He didn't say anything else. And we're like, okay, that's fine. So when we went in first, I took off all my clothes, got a little bit of water on me. But I was wearing my trunks. I was wearing just like my boxers. And the moment I went in, everyone was fucking naked with a towel. So I went, oh, okay. So they were just, they only had the towel, but I couldn't see. So when they came in, it was, everyone was naked. It was like ladies and guys. And I looked like a fucking asshole, because the moment I took my towel and they saw my underwear, they just started laughing like idiots. And then, and just because I wanted to prove them wrong, I was like, I'm not going to take them off now. But then the fucking sauna, I started sweating and it just pasted into my body, and it was very uncomfortable because now I had wet boxers and I didn't have any other fucking boxers. So I had to take them off, and I was not smart enough to, I just opened the sauna and threw them away into the fucking snow. So eventually what happened is that after a while he said, if you want to cool off, you can cool off on the snow. You go outside, you roll a little bit in the snow. So like, really? Yeah. I was like, okay, that sounds like I'm gonna get sick, but why not? So I came outside, and he said, before he came outside, he was like, or you can do the Finnish style. And I'm like, what the fuck is the Finnish style? He says, there's a hole in the ice where you can just drop yourself into cold water. And I said, there's no fucking way that's a thing. And he said, yeah, we do it all. And then there was a very pretty lady in there that looked at me and said, yeah, it's amazing when guys do it. And I said, well, my penis said, let's go and try it.
Of course.
So I am very weak. I'm only human. So I opened the fucking door, and I was the only one that went into the fucking hole in the ice. So when I came out, my balls and my penis went inside my body again. And I was like, Jesus fuck! And I came out, and then I went inside the sauna again, and I was just fucking like going like this, and they were all laughing because all of those idiots went out and they just went into the snow instead of the fucking hole. And then after that, they cleaned me up and they said, like, let's just put our clothes back again and whatever. But I forgot that I left my boxers on the snow. So by the time I took them, they were cold. So I had to put them back on. But I was already cold. The moment they touched me, it was horrible. But I didn't want to give them the satisfaction of playing me. So I had to wear my frozen boxers for like 2 hours until they cooled off. Now I don't have a penis. Well, they were laughing, and then apparently they told me that they actually did the hole in the snow at night just to fuck with me.
Well, there is a lot of people who do that, and it's very popular in Finland.
To fuck with people? Yeah, I could see that.
That too, and then go,
you're very bored. You're very bored, because it was not the only thing they did. They did multiple other things to try to fuck with me.
It wasn't. Come on, it wasn't that bad.
They try to give me their vodka that apparently they do themselves in Sinayoki. And after a couple of shots and everything, they told me that it was not really vodka they did. They were just mixing vodka with schnapps or some shit to see what happened. Obviously,
well,
they did.
I
survived, though.
You had a bit different experience than other tourists do when they come here. You had the wrong people for that. I'm sorry for you, but don't expect that when you come to Finland anymore.
No, I know for a fact that they were doing it to fuck with me. So I know it was a joke. I know it's not how it's supposed to be. And I know that next time I will be fine. Then again, I do would say it's very enjoyable to be in a sauna completely naked and just enjoying that. That is nice. That is a nice feeling.
And like, if I have some my friends coming from abroad, I always tell them in advance the sauna etiquette, like how you should do it. And if you don't feel comfortable being naked, you don't have to. Like, it's a free space. Do whatever you want to.
See, and then it happened again to me in Sweden, which is the worst part. I also went inside without being naked like a fucking moron. And I also looked like an idiot. But now I know it. Because at the time I also thought they were all naked just to fuck with me. But no, they were actually naked, because that's how you're supposed to go. No one told me again. And then I fucked again when I was in Sweden. And I remember texting him and going like, you fucking idiot. You told me it was to fuck with me. It's like, nah, we actually do it all the time.
Well, yeah. For me, the nice cities to visit in Finland, it depends what do you want. Like, if you come here during winter, you should go to Lapland, because it's very beautiful. The mountains, there are not really mountains, and it's very different if you don't live in the Nordic countries. Then, like, Helsinki is a very different city than the others. Like, here is a lot of culture, I mean like art museums. It's very like big too comparing to other Finnish cities, so yeah. And then the architecture is like very different in different areas in Helsinki. If you want to see the lakes, you should go to the eastern Finland, for example, Savonlinna, and there is this old medieval castle, and you don't really see that in Finland. And there is a lot of forests, like all around Finland.
So say I would do this. Say one day I call you and go, Maria, how you doing? And then you say, I'm good. And I go, that's nice. That's my best Finnish accent ever. Best ever. Oh, it's okay, whatever. So I said, I'm nice. So I don't have any love in my life anymore, so I have decided to visit Finland. Oh, and then you go, and then you go, that's cute. Again. And I said, I'm gonna arrive in Helsinki airport, the Helsinki airport, because it's the cheapest one to fly when you're going from Canada. In a lot of countries it is. When you fly into the capital, it's normally the cheapest one. By the way, I'm still telling you this on the imaginary phone call we're having. I don't know why. And I say, where would you take me out to do like a full tour of Finland, that it would be the best ways to start? And we will start in Helsinki, and I have as much, let's say I have 3 weeks, and I'm coming on, let's say, what would be the best time you would recommend me to come?
Well, I don't know you live in Canada, so you see winter too. I guess like spring, summer time, okay, let's say summer.
Let's say April. Let's say I'm coming on April.
No, April is not good. I would say like June, because then we don't have like during the night, we don't really have darkness, only like a couple of hours. So it's very different.
I'm going to be there on June.
If you would make fun of my accent, I wouldn't invite you to come here.
I'm not telling you you're inviting me. I'm telling you I'm arriving.
I wouldn't be your guide.
You will be my guide. You don't have a choice.
Oh yeah.
I'm not making fun of your accent. It's fine. It's just a it's just a show of, you know, imitation is the biggest form of flattery.
Right. Well, anyway.
Anyway, I'm arriving in Helsinki in June, and then you're gonna say, "I'll wait for you here." See, that's a better accent. I can make you French if you want. You can. I'll wait for you here, and I'll be. Thank you, Maria. I know. Thank God that you don't. Anywho, I'm arriving in June. What would be the tour then?
Well, we would stay in Helsinki for some time. We would go to Hanko, which is like the southest place in Finland, I guess. Then I think we would go to Lapland, because during the summer, the sun shines also during the night, so you couldn't like really sleep there. We would go to Lapland, I don't know, maybe some northern part of Lapland if we would have time. Then we would go to eastern Finland. We would take a boat. I think we would go to my hometown, Savonlinna, and we would take a boat and go with the boat to another city called Kuopio, which is like the most eastern Finland kind of city. Like it's called Savonia, I think. I don't know if it's in English, but they speak very funny there. I don't know would you understand it, but it's a very
I will
place. And I guess we would also like stay in a cottage there and in Savonlinna. And maybe we would go to Turku too, which is kind of near to Helsinki.
Now say this, so this is the places we'll visit. However, then I go, Maria, I'm also hungry. What would be the best Finnish food to give me?
Well, it depends. In different areas, we would eat different food. But I don't know, in Helsinki, something not very traditional. Maybe Italian or Mexican or Chinese.
But say that I go, Maria, I've already eaten all of those things. I would like to try something traditionally Finnish. What would you show me then?
Well, then we would eat kalakukko, which is this kind of like a dark pastry that is like from rye, like from the thing you make dark bread. And it has fish inside. So it's like a bowl, but the fish is inside, and then you have
okay.
like top of it. We would have some meat, I think, like from reindeer or moose or rabbit, if you would like to.
Ooh, yes, I would.
And then also maybe some like fish from a lake. I don't know the words in English, but we could also like make our own food. We could go fishing.
How would you call it in not in English? The fish from the lake?
Ahven or hauki or...
And that means fish from the lake?
Yeah, they are like different kind of fish from the lake.
I'm guessing.
Just to make sure.
That sounds nice. And then let's say I go, Maria, do you remember how much I force you to drink while you were here, and all the horrible, horrible memories that will never come back and will haunt your dreams once you're married? And you go, why once I'm married? I go, because that's when life ends. Anywho, I would like to also go drinking somewhere. Where would you take me, and what would you give me as alcohol from Finland that is nice to have?
Well,
I don't know why it took a very depressing turn, the call we're having there, but I guess it's just for some reason. Don't worry, the next hypothetical call is going to be better. Keep going.
We would have Finnish vodka, which is Koskenkorva, and then some Finnish beer. There is different kind of types. Then we would have berry wine. You can buy it from monasteries, and also like some farms sell it.
Do you wait? You go to like a monastery, to like a church, and they sell you wine?
No, it's like it's really like a monastery. Like there is one next kind of near to my hometown. It's Orthodox monastery, and they have a lot of tourism there. And the monks make the wine from berries. They grow their own berries, and they make them there. It's kind of good. It's not depends, but like it can be very good. They also make their own liquor, which is super good. It's from like they have some honey in it and stuff.
That sounds like
we would try them.
That would be nice. That would be a very nice place to go. Especially because the Orthodox monks are the least rapey kind, so that's nice.
It's a very cool place too.
Like I do want to see how they make it. Do you get to see how they make it? Can you see how they make it?
I actually don't know, but I guess they have some tours.
And that sounds like
you can always ask.
That does sound like fun. What would be a nightclub you would take me to in Helsinki that you would say this one is good to go?
Well, I would go to like a gay nightclub or like LGBTQ whatever.
And how do you call it then?
Well, we have this very nice date, but right now it's closed. I don't know, do they open it anymore? So I have to find a new one to go. But there is also a very cool hip techno place called Post Bar. So we would go
very there. Original name.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I do like gay bars a lot. They're very I specifically go to boost my self-esteem. Especially here. No, it's just I had very good experiences there, but there's one here in Quebec called Drag. And every time I've had at least three free drinks from people that send it to me. And it's never happened in my life before. But the first time I was there, it was because I was sitting there, someone sent me like I think it was like a margarita or a Mai Tai, because it was very nice. And I remember being an asshole and going, I didn't fucking order this. And he went, no, it's from the guy right there. And it was like a guy going, I remember going like, and I felt very bad because I remember I took the drink and I went to him. I went like, hey, sorry, I came with my friends. I'm not gay. I'm sorry if I could give you back your drink. I wouldn't like. And he just went like, oh no, it's okay. You can keep it. I'm like, are you sure? I I'm really sorry, I'm not gay, I guess. He was like, no, it's fine. And I had it and it was nice. And then another guy sent me like a shot. And he was just next to me. It was weird. I don't know when he ordered it. And he took me and I had the shot and I thought it was just like a friend, and then he turned and was like, so what's your deal? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not gay, I'm with my friends. Because I was with only ladies at the time and we're all talking, so I guess they thought I was the gay guy bringing my friends, but it was the other way around. And they were very nice. They kept on sending me drinks and they kept on being very nice. It was the first time in my life I didn't spend a dime in a bar. It's great. Oh. I felt very, very beautiful the next day, which was very bad though, because my ego went to the fucking clouds, but my self-esteem was very nice. I kept on going. Like, I did tell to a guy, a little drunk, like, you should have sent me this, mate. I'm not very good looking. And he gave me like, he went like, oh, you're not. You're beautiful. You're great. And I remember going like, oh, thanks, mate. You're great. I'll buy you a shot now. It was nice. It was nice. I don't know how gay bars work in Finland, though. Maybe they're nice.
I don't know. Do people like buy drinks here? But it could be your challenge to get a free drink.
To get a free? No, maybe I can just have a drink and behave. Be nice.
Well, that's it. I hope that would happen.
That I behave? I would behave.
Yeah.
Okay, so say I said all of these things in the call. I go like, this is amazing things to do. And then I go, hey, so one last thing. Since I know that you think I'm a moron because I don't know anything about art, what would be a nice museum you would take me to there? And then you would say, you're not a moron. And I'll be like, yeah, a little bit when it comes to art. And then you go, no, 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 no. And then you would say, I'll take you somewhere.
I would take you, for example, to... depends what kind of exhibitions they would have. If you would like to see like Finnish classic art, I would take you to Ateneum, which is like a classical art museum in Helsinki.
That sounds nice.
Take you to Kansallismuseo, which is like the National Museum of Finland. They have art and other things, and also like history of Finland. So
I like history museums. I love history museums. So that would be nice.
Yeah, they.
I could do that, yeah. And I'm guessing you're going to give me licorice while I'm there. That would be nice.
Of course, I would give you a lot of Finnish candy.
Which is just licorice, I'm guessing?
No. Also chocolate.
Yeah, no, I know you would. I know you would give me chocolate. That is your weakness, and I do understand that you do enjoy it a lot. That would be nice. I don't know if they make
my weakness it. Is candy. Like, in general, candy, whatever candy.
One day you'll be an adult, don't worry. Wait for
it. I don't know with candy. I guess I won't ever be.
It's okay. Leave it like that. It's a good idea. But then that's good. That's good to know, because I do want to go to Finland again. Again, the time I spent in Seinäjoki was nice. It was most of it almost like yours, just basically partying with friends. Not a lot of culture that I met. I did learn some stuff they were trying to teach me, like in general about Finnish culture. It was nice. He told me about the whole thing of we don't touch here. Like, that's okay. And then every party we went, everyone hugged me. So it was very fucking weird.
Yeah, it's different when people are drunk.
Yes. At some point I went like, am I like the attraction here? Did you go like, I will show you a Mexican today? And everyone was going like, oh, it's very nice breed or whatever. Because every place they took me to like a farm party or something, the moment I went like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't speak Finnish, I'm from Mexico, they would just be like, oh, put it there, Pat, and just give me a fucking hug or something. Like, okay, I thought you people didn't like... It was like a meter away or something like that. But no, they were very touchy, very nice. Very much like to drink a lot.
Good. I hope they also can handle their alcohol.
They do handle it better than any Canadian or American I know, which is... I mean, it's a very low standard, but they did handle it very well. It is. I mean, if you're going to drink 16 beers in the space of 20 minutes, then you're not drinking. You just want to die. But these people were drinking very nice. And it was nice. It was mostly vodka what they gave me. And I was very happy. especially because I didn't pay a fucking dime for it. But it was great. Everyone was very tall too. I felt very small, but that was nice for a while. You're very tall people, extremely tall people.
Like I am.
You are tall. You're very tall. You're taller than me, as far as I know. I think you are taller than me.
I think so too.
You're a bit. 2 or 3 centimeters taller than me.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. But yeah, no, again, I do want to experience it a little bit better this time. I do want to experience the food more, because I ate a lot of fish that we fished, actually. We did snow fishing. That was the first time I ever did snow fishing was in Finland.
Interesting. Yeah, cool.
It was nice.
There's also a lot of different traditional food, but I don't... It's also very difficult to explain them in English, because you have to try them. And also the names are...
You know, I had the one that is like gelatin. Like a jelly, like a fish inside, like a jelly thing. I don't know how to call it. No, that I'm confused. I had herring, like the salted fish, dried salted fish.
Okay.
And it's a herring. A herring is the name of the fish. But we did call it, we did the hole in the ice. We sat there. I kept on telling them, who the fuck thought that this was a good idea? Because I was freezing. And they kept on going like, oh, because it's fun, we get to drink. I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't we just drink at home? I was being an asshole. And I kept on going like, I've only seen this on fucking movies. Why am I here? And they just kept on talking and telling me how amazing it is. And I just kept on going like, I hope there's a shark here so I can just fucking throw myself in it and die. And after a while of drinking, then I warmed up. And I was feeling better. And we had caught a lot of fish. They kept on telling me, you need to keep on moving the thing because fish are a little asleep in the snow. I was like, asleep is a very weird way to describe a fish, but okay. We kept on doing that. Then we got the herring, and they cleaned it up, and they dried it with salt. And it was just pickled herring, basically. And herring. And it was very nice. They told me, this is very Nordic. Not a lot of people like it. Like,
oh, okay.
I don't know why people wouldn't like it, because apparently you people love salt too.
Yes, and potatoes.
Well, you're European, you all like potatoes. There's more to life than potatoes, just for you all to know. There's you know,
Didn't know.
I know you didn't. That's why you went to Italy, which is basically that's the border where it becomes tomato Europe, because then from there down everyone just uses tomato for everything.
Maybe.
No, that's I didn't see a potato unless it was gonna be made into gnocchis in Italy.
Okay.
But that was nice. They told me to do that. I also thought they were fucking with me when they said we're gonna do ice snowing. I thought it was just a cartoon thing, but apparently a lot of people do it. They even have the thing where you do the hole in the ice and then it was amazing to see it. It was nice. We did that. It was all, again, it was all in Lapland because they wanted to show me how they are in the Arctic Circle and how they survive in the snow. Again, they don't. They have a house. Why are we here? But it was very much fun. They told me they hunt for elk. We had elk. We ate elk once. We didn't hunt it. We just bought it. But it was nice.
My aunt hunts and her husband and my grandfather used to hunt too, so if you come to Savonlinna, there is like a fresh elk you can eat.
That would be nice. They have that. I ate that. I was happy, but I did miss a lot of the Finnish food. I only ate a lot of fish. I never do like this. They told me they had some kind of stews too that they do with elk, that they do with and I didn't have any of that, and I was very, very sad that I didn't, because they look very nice.
Yeah, I think you would like it. Yeah.
I mean, I try a lot of... I try everything.
But I think my mother knows.
Well, you have until COVID is over to learn, so... It's your turn to cook something.
Oh, well.
I cooked all the time. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Well, I think I should bring Ceci. If I do this trip, I think I should tell Ceci to come with me.
Yeah, exactly. You should.
It would be a good bridge between me, a very angry man, and Ceci, a very happy woman. So it would be a good idea.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun.
I think I will. I need to convince her. I mean, and by convince her, I think I just need to call her and go like, when do you have holidays? They say, we're going to Finland.
Yeah.
And then she'd probably go like, great, I'll meet you there. Perfect. And it'll be fun.
Yep.
That'll be great. A lot of fun. Plus, she gets cold very fast. So I'm tempted that we should maybe do this trip on winter and see what happens.
No, actually, when I was visiting her, she was talking that she could come. Like, and she was thinking about coming on autumn, that winter is not good for her, but then autumn would be better.
Have you told her on autumn it's already a little cold in Finland?
Yeah, but then I was saying like maybe September, October is not that bad.
You know what?
But then end of October, it gets very ugly. So it should be like September, October.
I do think that Ceci would enjoy the northern lights though, or the midnight sun.
Yeah, well then
even though in winter,
I think winter would be too cold.
I mean, I would be fine, but I don't know her.
For her, no. And then like she would need like thick clothes, and I don't think she has them.
Well we can always tell her to fly first to Canada, because here the clothes winter clothes are pretty cheap, so we could just buy her all the clothes here. And I even have like some that I can just lend her. She's gonna look ridiculous, but they're gonna be huge and very warm. So she could do that. We could just lend her that, and that would be nice. Or I could just fly to Mexico and bring her and go like, you're gonna use this. But no, autumn sounds like a better idea. It would be nice. It would be fun.
Yeah, it would be also easier. Like in Helsinki, we don't really get good winter, and it's cold and windy, and like you cannot be outside that much. Then. So it affects also, like it's different if you go to Lapland, because then you're just gonna do outdoor activities. But if you stay here, then it's not that good.
We'll have to do, yeah, like the tour you said, basically all of those. And if we ended up going to Lapland, she would need boots, she would need a nice coat, nice undergarments for warm. Yeah, I think that would be too. A nice hat, obviously. and in her case, maybe 3 or 4 scrunchies. Yeah, that would be a good idea. Or maybe 7.
Yep.
That'll be fun. That'll be great. I think I've been thinking that would be the best idea for me to do a tour of Finland, is to bring Ceci with me. That would make it even funnier for me.
Yeah.
Plus, if we ended up going to the bar, then if by some magical point I end up making a friend, which is possibly what's gonna happen, it'll be great. So then I can go, oh, come here, let me introduce you to my friend from Mexico, my friend from Finland, and let's all drink, and it's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
I'll try to behave.
Good.
I'll do my best. Oh, come on, I behave, I'm very nice,
like I said.
I try my best. I especially when people are huge. So which is very nice.
Yeah.
But that's basically the plan. So that's a good idea for a tour of Finland. I think I would try to do it, guys. I'll give you descriptions and informations about that down. Because I don't know how to write any of the fucking names. So Maria will help me out, I'm sure. You will help me out. Good. That sounded very sad. I'm sorry that you got depressed from being here. It won't happen again, I guess. Are you just missing the times?
Yeah, I am.
That's fine. Wait, I'll just make the ending, and then you can tell me how you feel about missing people. Wait, that's gonna be fast. I need to think again, yes. So it was a pleasure having you with me, Maria. I hope that you remember all our nice times traveling through Italy and traveling to Canada. I hope you don't regret it as much as anyone else that has stayed with me did.
Oh,
it was
fun. On.
You weren't that drunk all the time. I do want to state that again. And
back.
It was very nice. I really enjoyed having you again and having all those memories about all our crazy adventures in Italy and Canada. And I'm hoping we can have more when I go to Finland.
Yeah,
I'll try to take Ceci with me. It's gonna be great. Guys, if you need anything else you want to know about Finland, I'm going to get it right down. Description, you can check it out. I will write down the tour that she just described because I think it's better to take the locals' advice. They normally know what they're talking about and they're nice 80% of the time. Unless it's Quebec, because apparently they're very mean. So anyway, stay safe. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next one. Hey, if you like what you just heard, please like, share, and subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel too. If you can like, share, and subscribe that one, you're going to help me to stay in the air so I can keep making this beautiful content for you and yours. Peace out, and don't forget to spread the good vibes.